Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Peterson moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Rollins moves to third. It's Senators, 1, Twins, 1. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Olander reaches second base with a double. Nixon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Merritt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olander. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Olander steals third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to second. Dick Lines now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals scores. There goes Killebrew trying to get to third. Valentine throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Killebrew for the out. It's 5-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Dick Lines. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Merritt hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Sandy Valdespino pinch runs for Bob Allison. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valdespino. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Valdespino steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bob H. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen bunts towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nan for the out. McMullen moves to second. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.